local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
We say welcome to a Wednesday edition of Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola, informative, local, and dependable. Joe and Austin hanging out with you here for the next three, getting you caught up on everything happening in your world today. We certainly appreciate you tuning in and making us part of your afternoon drive. And the text line is always open at 850-437-1620. Traffic line 262-6111. As we get started, we'll start as we always do with today's top three stories. The White House not ruling out whether the president would commute his son Hunter Biden's sentence. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre was asked about it, declined to say whether Biden would consider doing so, although she did point to his previous comments.
What I will say is, look, I haven't spoken to the president about this since a verdict came out. And as we all know, the sentencing hasn't even been scheduled yet.
Good morning. We're here in our Narcotics Operations Center right here at the
Escambia. And that is our distinguished sheriff butting in. Some audio that we were listening to. We'll have more on that coming up later on this afternoon. Hamas is responding to a U.S.-backed ceasefire proposal in Gaza. The militant group submitted a response to officials in Qatar and Egypt, reportedly asking for reassurances about an end to the war with Israel. The Washington Post says the response came after Secretary of State Antony Blinken urged Hamas to accept the proposal without delay during talks with Middle Eastern leaders and after the UN Security Council threw their support behind the plan. Hamas's response includes a timeline for a permanent ceasefire and the complete withdrawal of Israeli troops from Gaza. And the Federal Reserve is keeping interest rates the same and predicts it will decrease borrowing costs only once before next year.
Fed Chairman Jerome Powell told reporters today inflation has eased substantially, but it's still too high. Financial reporter Brian Chung has more.
Earlier in the year, in March, they were projecting the possibility of multiple interest rate cuts by the end of the year. Now you have markets pricing in the odds that maybe that first interest rate cut will happen in September.
Powell said the central bank is committed to bringing inflation down to its 2% goal. The benchmark rate is in a range of 5.25% to 5.5%. The decision came after the Labor Department's Consumer Price Index report, released earlier Wednesday, showed the growth of inflation slowed last month. I'm Lisa Taylor.
All right, thank you, Lisa. It's a look at our top three stories. We'll get our local headlines after traffic and weather together, starting with our distinguished meteorologist.
Tonight's weather mostly clear with overnight lows mainly in the low 70s. We've got hot weather ahead. Now, as we look at Thursday, we may have a shower or a thunderstorm cool things off. It's a 30% chance for rain. Highs will be running between 90 and 95. And then on Friday and Saturday with sunny dry weather, hot with highs in the mid-90s, Sunday brings a high rain chance. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. And Austin, how are you on this fine Wednesday?
I'm doing pretty good, Joe. How about yourself?
Not too bad.
Yeah, I'm kind of tired. I don't know why. I got a lot of sleep last night, but I don't know. Just kind of easing into this show. We're a very mellow bunch here. I'm trying to really embrace that vibe.
All right.
Let's see. Luckily, the roads are being very accommodating to me here early this evening. Not a ton going on. We do have some backups on Blue Angel Parkway if you're traveling northbound towards Lillian Highway, but that's nothing too severe. No accident report confirmed there. Then it's just going to be a little bit more of what we usually see at this hour every day. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. That's if you're traveling through Windhaven Beach, and then as you continue westbound, we've got another wave of the backups there. And then it's going to be Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That's the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway, Joe.
All right, thank you very much. Taking a look here at some of our local headlines today. Mayor D.C. Reeves, he joined Andrew this morning and talked about the lines at the airport, as there were some technical glitches that caused some huge backups yesterday.
I believe the maximum wait yesterday was 51 minutes. If you've analyzed, which they do with TSA, every single hour since basically the end of April, the longest wait, including during Memorial Day weekend, and even more of a peak season than spring, was about 23 or 25 minutes.
Reeve says there was no staffing shortage, simply a case of a couple of finicky machines. He says, regardless of the reason, he certainly understands the upset folks with the long wait times. But he says that really, since TSA agents have responded to the request they made a couple months ago, maximum wait times are way down. So that's good news. In the city of Milton, Mayor Heather Lindsay says she's been busy sifting through hundreds of documents in preparation for tomorrow's hearing tied to the public records lawsuit that was filed against her by City Attorney Alex Andrade.
You decided to sue me.
That's right.
And I'm
Alex,
allowed to speak. It is my First Amendment right. If I could afford a lawyer, my lawyer might advise me not to speak. But I was fired from my full-time employment, so I do not have a lawyer.
So that exchange last night after Councilwoman Roxanne Meese called point of order multiple times in an effort to keep Lindsay from talking about the lawsuit, and of course Lindsay referencing her former job as assistant city attorney for the city of Pensacola, indicating that her resignation was indeed forced. Last night was Lindsay's first council meeting in several months, which she says was due to doctor's orders. Pensacola police late yesterday say that the teen girl who went missing last Thursday night near Baptist Hospital has been safely found and that her biological mother is now arrested on charges of interference with child custody. 16-year-old Abigail Velez had gone missing. Police say that her biological mother, 41-year-old Crystal Hornsby, had assisted Velez as she traveled from Pensacola to St. Petersburg. Hornsby is now currently held at the Pinellas County Jail. A woman hurt, another behind bars after a fight in Escambia County over a Dunkin' Donuts cup. Sharika Crenshaw posted bond last night after she was arrested Monday. This happened apparently 2 weeks ago. Deputies say Crenshaw approached a woman and accused her of having a cup that belonged to her. Crenshaw allegedly tried to take the cup and started assaulting the woman, who fell to the ground. Deputies say Crenshaw then took the cup and drove away. The victim reportedly suffered swelling on her forehead and was bleeding near her eye over a Dunkin' Donuts cup. Yeah, do they have good coffee? I don't drink coffee, but
you don't drink coffee at all.
I do. I've had it once, and it was cold, so I hate coffee.
Yeah, well, iced coffee is okay. Depends on my mood. I will say,
no, it was like, it was just,
oh, it was
my
just
dad's
cold
coffee, black coffee that I was like, oh, okay, and I was like, you know, six, 7 years old.
Cold
and
black coffee as a kid. Yeah, that's traumatizing.
That's ruined me.
I would say Dunkin' coffee. I don't think I've ever had it, but I can't imagine it's
being that good. Being that good,
worth
assaulting.
Yeah. No,
all right.
I can imagine it's not that serious.
All right, very good. That's why we have you on with us.
Yes,
I'm an expert on many things.
Yes, and apparently the worth of coffee and assault charges are one of them. So I'm glad I'm here. I'm learning something new about myself every day.
We'll take a break there. 4:18. A look at our state headlines. Busy day in the state of Florida. DeSantis signing the state budget. More on that. And a look at our national headlines as well on Pensacola right now.
There is a big difference in the type of service you get from companies that do air duct cleaning. Hi, this is Todd from Gulf Coast Air Care, and I want you to know the difference between a quality job and a blow-and-go duct cleaning job. Let me ask you this. Do you really think you can get a 1-carat diamond for 10 bucks? It's just like getting a $99 whole house duct cleaning. There are guidelines from the National Air Duct Cleaners Association and also the Better Business Bureau. A true inspection, cleaning, and restoration of an AC system includes the equipment and ductwork by a licensed and certified company. It's like a full detail for your car instead of the cheapy method of running it through a $5 wash and go. Air conditioners are expensive. Keeping them clean and well-maintained is a guaranteed way to have better health and comfort. So you decide what works for you, the $5 wash and go or a full detail top to bottom. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com or call 934-2768.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Mex Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops. And they come together here to drive growth in innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
Do you like to fish, go to football games, or camp out?
So do teens in foster care who are awaiting adoption.
Families First Network is the connection between children who wait in foster care and families who adopt.
As the trusted partner for adoptions in Northwest Florida, Families First Network connects adoptive families with training and support through the entire process.
Begin your journey by signing up for a free Zoom information session at familiesfirstnetwork.org.
That's familiesfirstnetwork.org.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Pro Paint Days are back at Lowe's. Save $40 on select 5-gallon HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams Paint, like Weather Shield, Showcase, or Ceiling Paint. Plus, save $10 on drywall PVA primer. And get free same-day delivery to the job site when you order by 2 p.m. Lowe's knows paint. Lowe's knows pros. Offers valid through 6/14. Delivery by 8 p.m. Subject to driver availability. Additional terms apply. See Lowe's.com/same-day-delivery for details.
Wrap up your day with all of the national, state, local sports and entertainment news with Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
This is how you remind me of what I really am. This is how you remind me of what I really am. It's not like you say sorry.
One local story that we didn't get around to last segment here on Pensacola Right Now. We did hear, mistakenly so, but Sheriff Chip Simmons, I was, before the show started, was cutting up some audio. A few minutes ago, the sheriff's office posted to their Facebook page an announcement that they had closed two more drug houses. They had raided those. Those were off of Takewood Circle, as well as 50th Avenue near Fairfield Drive. If you watch the video, which we have shared to our News Radio Facebook page, Sheriff Simmons standing in front of a table in which he says a large amount of fentanyl, methamphetamines, about $62,000 cash, lots of pairs of Jordans, some sports memorabilia, watches, jewelry, all of the contraband that the suspect or suspects were allegedly buying with their drug proceeds. One suspect was named in the video. I would imagine that there are more pending. LaMarcus Brown, who is charged in fentanyl and meth trafficking, here is a little bit of what Sheriff Simmons had to say.
This is just one piece of what our narcotics unit does on a daily basis. But if you ask, you know, what we're doing and how many lives we're saving, I can typically tell you every day that we save lives, but I can certainly tell you today we saved a lot of lives today.
So good news out of our sheriff's office, and good work by the deputies and drug unit that were involved in that. Again, two drug houses closed down today. Wow. Yeah, awesome. 425, almost 425 here. We'll get another update on the roads and weather and then state headlines.
Thank you very much, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782. Let's see, looking at the roads here, just a few spots of note, and if you typically listen to us at around this time, that should not be much of a surprise. Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, giving us some pretty severe backups. Same can be said with Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound through Windhaven Beach, and then a bit further west as you approach Highway 87. And then, if you guessed it, just Caroline Street, if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. Outside of that, there's not a lot.
All right, and the forecast looks pretty good as well.
Thursday, we've got a 30% chance for a shower or a thunderstorm to pop up. High temps will mainly be in the low 90s. Jumping ahead to Friday and Saturday, looks sunny, dry, and hot with highs up in the mid-90s. Sunday, we've got a pretty good chance for thunderstorms. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much. Taking a look here at what's happening around the state of Florida today, of course, we teased it a little bit last segment. Governor DeSantis signing the new state budget, trimming about $1 billion through line item vetoes.
A little less than what we did last year because I thought it was important, and I told the speaker that we want to hold the line.
Yeah, the budget coming in at $116.5 billion. DeSantis says the budget does include historic support for education, and points to money earmarked for teacher salaries and support for nursing programs as well, and also tax relief, including several sales tax holidays and the second year of the toll relief program for commuters that that use SunPass frequently.
And DeSantis also says that Florida will successfully appeal a Tallahassee federal judge's ruling that's blocking a law that bans gender-affirming care for minors and restricts treatments for adults.
They upheld Alabama's law, which was almost identical to Florida's law. This will be reversed. There's no question it'll be reversed.
The governor says that spending tax money on defending the law is justified because doing otherwise would allow judges to veto Florida law. Judge Robert Hinkle said in his ruling that Florida's law bans gender-affirming procedures for minors, even when medically appropriate.
The 2024 Florida School Safety Summit is underway in Orlando.
It's a summit that brings together many of the protective measures in Florida that we've done in the wake of the Parkland tragedy.
Tony Montaldo lost his 14-year-old daughter Gina in that massacre, says school safety specialists and mental health coordinators from each of Florida's 67 school districts are on hand to discuss ways to create the safest learning environment possible.
And Florida leaders moving forward with a plan designed to increase hurricane response statewide. Governor DeSantis and the cabinet agreed to buy a portion of land at the Midpoint Florida Logistics Center in Polk County earlier today. Officials are hoping to use a warehouse on the property to help store emergency supplies while also operating as a staging center. The legislature has set aside more than $100 million for the project in the latest budget.
Looking at our national news, eight men with possible ties to ISIS are behind bars after crossing the southern border into the U.S. ICE agents arrested the men over the weekend in New York, Los Angeles, and Philadelphia.
The Biden border catastrophe continues in spite of his window dressing of the executive order. Nothing's changed, of course. In fact, many have argued that this increased the incentives for people to try to come.
A reaction from the House Speaker Mike Johnson. According to reports, the eight suspects had been on the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force radar. I also, through this story, learned of a country that I had never heard of before.
What is it?
The eight individuals reportedly were from Tajikistan, which apparently was a country established in 1991. Never heard of it before today.
It's a bit after your time. You being born before then, so you know you kind of have an excuse. And it's before my time, so I have an excuse as well. Survivors of the Sandy Hook school shooting are set to graduate high school. Over 300 students will be graduating from Newtown High School in Connecticut today, and 60 of those students will be survivors of the mass shooting that killed 26 people at Sandy Hook Elementary School back in 2012. On Thursday, another mass shooting will be remembered when demolition begins on Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, where 17 people were killed in 2018.
One person dead after a bus hijacking out of downtown Atlanta. Police say a gunman hijacked a bus with 17 people on it, held a gun to the driver's head. Authorities chased the bus up I-85 and ultimately were able to disable it with spike strips when it got off the road. Officers found an adult victim dead from a gunshot wound inside the bus. 39-year-old Joseph Greer was taken into custody.
And Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg will testify before Congress the day after Donald Trump's sentencing and hush money case, Liz Warner reports.
Bragg will appear before the GOP-led House Judiciary Committee on July 12th, along with one of the top prosecutors in the case, Matthew Colangelo. Republicans claim Bragg carried out an unprecedented abuse of prosecutorial authority, and they say the case was politically motivated. Trump was convicted of falsifying business records to cover up payments made to adult film actress Stormy Daniels to conceal an alleged affair. Liz Warner, NBC News Radio, New York.
4:30, we've got our Fox 1 Minute News coming up, followed by Your Money Now, and when we return, we'll get some sports headlines along with some health, business, and science and some pop culture notes as well. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Tom Graham. The House voting to hold Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt of Congress.
On this vote, the yeas are 216, the nays are 207.
For ignoring a congressional subpoena for audio recordings of Special Counsel Robert Hur's interview with President Biden and a probe of classified documents found at his home and think tank, Garland becoming only the third AG ever to be found in contempt of Congress. Eight foreign nationals with ties to ISIS have been arrested in the U.S. after counterterrorism agents suggested they could be planning something, prompting House Majority Leader Steve Scalise to ask.
Terrorists are in our country because Joe Biden opened up the southern border, pre-positioned in cities around this country, getting ready to do us harm.
Speaking today on Capitol Hill, America is listening to Fox News.
Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Broadcom is out with fiscal second quarter results that topped expectations on both the top and bottom lines. The chipmaker also boosted its full-year sales forecast and announced a 10-for-1 stock split. In response, shares of Broadcom are rallying. They're up 12% in after-hours trading. In the day's regular session, stocks were mostly higher, with technology shares particularly strong. The S&P 500 gained 45 points, and the NASDAQ Composite jumped 265, or 1.5%. Both indexes, again, recording fresh closing highs. Blue chips did not fare so well. The Dow Industrials dipped 35 points. U.S. oil prices settled modestly higher. July crude ended at $78.43 a barrel. Thanks to budget cuts, NBC's Late Night will soon lose its house band. The 8G band has been part of the Seth Meyers-hosted NBC show since it launched in 2014. The network just last month announced it had renewed Late Night with Seth Meyers through 2028. That's Your Money Now.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This is Zach Gelb of the Sports Minute. Jets coach Robert Saleh said Aaron Rodgers won't be attending Jets mandatory minicamp because he's at an event important to him. Clearly, when Saleh said it that way, it implies he isn't thrilled about his QB's absence. But let's also remember, Saleh still wouldn't be coaching the Jets if it wasn't for Aaron. Regardless if you think Rodgers should be there or not, all this means nothing as long as the Jets' offensive line and Aaron can stay healthy for this upcoming season. I'm Zach Gelb.
With Wendy's new $3 English muffin deal, you can get your choice of a sausage or bacon, egg, and cheese English muffin with small seasoned potatoes.
And with all that for just $3, it really is a proper breakfast, wouldn't you say? Huh? With a light and fluffy toasted English muffin and crispy seasoned potatoes. Go on, Catherine, give it a go.
Okay. Jolly good morning.
Ah, close, love. Grab a proper breakfast with Wendy's new $3 English muffin deal for a limited time.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Select a request English muffin deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte or combo orders. Single item at regular price. Prices are higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey team that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
The life of every child is precious beyond measure. If you care for a child with a disability and have limited income and resources, help is available. Children with a physical or mental disability or who are blind may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. The program provides help to meet basic needs for food, clothing, or a place to live, and disability-related needs. It's money that can make a meaningful difference. If you're the parent or caregiver of a child or teenager you think may be eligible, call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/ssikids to learn how to apply today. That's ssa.gov/ssikids. It's real help for the children. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Pensacola Big Game Fishing's 53rd Annual International Billfish Tournament is Thursday through Sunday. Check out the action downtown at Palafox Pier, afternoons 3 to 7. For more, see visitpensacola.com. The Perdido Key Chamber's Spill the Beans Community Conversations is Friday morning at Hub Stacy's at The Point, beginning at 7:30. This month will feature Florida Power and Light. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
At any time.
New tornado warning just in effect now for Escambia and Santa Rosa counties.
At any time.
Very, very heavy rain here at the radio station. As a matter of fact, I believe our building is even out of power right now.
When you need to know.
So this is the warned area. Now a tornado warning in effect until 2:03.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
When you need to know.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola, just past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, still giving us some pretty heavy backups. Also have some developing on Blue Angel Parkway if you're traveling northbound towards Softly Field Road. Then it's going to be Navarre Parkway traveling westbound, passing through Windhaven Beach and then a bit further west as you approach Highway 87. And then it's going to be Caroline Street traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
Thank you very much. Taking a look at our forecast, here's Alan.
Tonight's weather mostly clear with overnight lows mainly in the low 70s. We've got hot weather ahead. Now, as we look at Thursday, we may have a shower or a thunderstorm cool things off. It's a 30% chance for rain. Highs will be running between 90 and 95. And then on Friday and Saturday with sunny dry weather, hot with highs in the mid-90s, Sunday brings a high rain chance. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you. By the way, we talked in our state headlines about how the governor signed the budget and about $1 billion of line item vetoes were done. Of course, over the next day or two, we will do a little bit of a deeper dive into those line items just to see, hey, if any of the local projects that we're in, if those got eliminated. Just got an email from the city of Pensacola saying that the funding request for Baptist Hospital, $7 million, $5 million at the Pensacola International Airport terminal expansion, as well as the Bay Bluffs Park revamp, $2.2 million, all survived the veto pen. So good news for the city of Pensacola there. Busy night in sports tonight, Austin, a pivotal game 3 in the NBA Finals.
Yes, we do have a game 3, as you said, a lot's riding on this one, especially if Kristaps Porzingis is not going to ultimately play.
Do we? Is he questionable? Do we know if he's been ruled out yet?
Last I heard, he was day-to-day. I do not have confirmation on hand as to whether or not he's available. I'll look here. It says, the latest on the front page of ESPN just says his injury and how it impacts the Celtics and yada, 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 I don't think it says he's out.
I would be surprised if he did.
Especially with how severe it sounded. Yes, I think the same. Either way, if he's playing, he's going to be playing delicate. So it's going to be...
And you just don't want that. You just don't want that in a player's head. I mean, the other team's obviously going to know that he's compromised, and you're talking about a lower body injury. He's 7'3".
I mean, that is, it's going to be rough. And,
you know, it's like, look, it's a 7-game series. They can't win the series tonight. They can't lose the series tonight. Worst case scenario, they're up 2-1, and, you know, with three days in between finals games. You know, you're giving him close to a week if he sits this one out. So, yeah, I would be surprised.
Well, and not only that, but no matter how strong or weak the Celtics are, no matter, you know, where this game is, this is a game Dallas has to win, but especially with it being in their neck of the woods, you got to capitalize here, especially if Kristaps isn't playing. I'm kind of with you. Boston may just kind of need to hedge their bets here and just say, okay, we'll risk this loss. I don't know. We'll have to see. I will say this. That game's at 7:30 tonight on ABC.
Yep.
I will say this, though. Some sad news in the NBA. Lakers legend Jerry West passed away this morning, 86 years old. One of the most storied basketball lives ever. Successful career, you know, with the Lakers, of course. 14 seasons, 9 NBA finals, I believe, one of which he won. And he had all-star honors every year he was in the league. And then, of course, he shined as an executive for the Lakers. He was, I think, an executive for them when they won 8 franchise titles. So just unbelievable. And, of course, he's remembered, or one thing he's remembered for, is being the alleged inspiration for the logo.
He is the logo. Yeah.
Well, that's what I thought. But I want to say ESPN's article, like, used the word, like, oh, he's reportedly the, or allegedly, as if there was, like, room for doubt. So I didn't want to say with confirmation, but I'll look into that in a minute. But yes, everyone knows him as the logo. It's one of his nicknames. You can, like, I think there's a photo that shows the pose that he was in, like, when he was actually playing. Either way, obviously quite a legacy to leave behind there. Also got some MLB games tonight, some local teams. Braves at Orioles at 5:35, Rays versus Cubs at 5:50, and Marlins at Mets at 6:10. So, of course, in hour 3, we'll give you score updates on all of those. Veteran tight end Jimmy Graham hasn't closed the door on football yet, saying that he's riding on word from the Saints. Graham is reportedly training to row like 1,000 kilometers across the Arctic for like a world record.
Really?
I think with like a team of people.
Oh, you know what? I do remember seeing that. Okay.
Yeah, and apparently he also has several long-distance bike rides planned, so he's looking for everything but football, it sounds like. But he says he intends to consult the Saints before making a final decision on the NFL, as that is the only team he wishes to play for.
I'll be honest. I thought he retired like 4 years ago.
Well, that's the thing. I don't know if he retired and came back or if he was just kind of like a free agent.
No,
he
was just kind of in obscurity. I mean, because last time I remember he signed with the Seahawks, I think, and I God knows, I don't know when that was. But
well, that's the thing. The Saints are both the first and the latest team he's played for. And I know he had like that scare with the law a little while back. Remember, like he was like having a seizure and a cop took it as like resisting arrest or something. And ended up like tasing him. I can't remember what happened, but it was like some weird dysfunctional story.
So he was with the Seahawks back in 2017. I have no recollection of him in Green Bay for 2 years.
Really?
Absolutely
none. You do not remember him in Green Bay at
all. I remember him with the Bears for a season. He did not play in 2022 and then came back last year. So. Yeah.
So he was as good as retired for a year.
Basically,
there.
Yeah.
Southern Miss got some more bad news here. Defensive back Marcus M.J. Daniels killed in Hattiesburg last night. Mm. The 21-year-old was shot to death at an apartment complex, and seemingly no information on potential motive or suspects have been released. And then we got Leah Thomas, transgender swimmer, of course, from UPenn. She will not be able to compete in the Olympics. The 25-year-old asked the Court of Arbitration for Sport to overturn a ban on trans women competing to qualify for the Games. World Aquatics rules states that trans women cannot compete if they have gone through any part of the process of male puberty.
Okay.
So we're right back to that discussion. We'll see how that turns out. Just about 4:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Luckily, nothing so far this hour that's really caught my eye. It's just a bit more of what we usually see at this time each and every evening. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, still slightly backed up. Same with Blue Angel Parkway traveling northbound towards Softly Field Road. Then it's going to be Navarre Parkway traveling westbound, passing through Windhaven Beach, and then a bit further west as you approach Highway 87. And then it's Caroline Street traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River.
Thursday, we've got a 30% chance for a shower or a thunderstorm to pop up. High temps will mainly be in the low 90s. Jumping ahead to Friday and Saturday, looks sunny, dry, and hot with highs up in the mid-90s. Sunday, we've got a pretty good chance for thunderstorms. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
In some health, business, and science notes today, the White House is proposing new regulations that would stop medical debt from showing up on credit reports. Vice President Kamala Harris announced the proposition would remove up to $49 billion in medical debt from over 15 million credit reports. The proposed law would result in another 22,000 home loan approvals per year, according to the vice president.
And Boeing is still trying to deal with the fallout of incidents involving its planes this year. The airplane manufacturer reported Tuesday that it received just 4 orders for new planes last month. It didn't receive any orders for its 737 MAX plane. In May of last year, Boeing received orders for 69 jets.
Coach is filing for bankruptcy. The Delaware-based company operates Megabus and other commuter bus lines. It's looking to sell assets and get rid of debt it accrued in a 2019 private equity buyout. The pandemic dropped bus ridership by 90% between 2019 and 2020. Ridership has gone up since then, but still it's only 45% of pre-pandemic levels.
And the S&P 500 and NASDAQ hit record highs following the Federal Reserve's decision to leave interest rates unchanged. At the closing bell, the S&P gained 45 points to 5421. The NASDAQ jumped 264 points to 17608. And the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 35 points to 38712.
It was 30 years ago today that Nicole Brown Simpson and her friend Ron Goldman were murdered. Nicole's ex-husband, O.J. Simpson, of course, was charged with the murders that led to what many call the trial of the century. Simpson was acquitted, of course, and he died on April 10th of this year.
Wow. The record has been set for the most expensive vintage toy ever. It's Boba Fett from Star Wars. We're talking about the original Kenner action figure from 1979, but a special version that was never officially put on the market. When the prototype for the figure was originally designed, it had a missile that fired from a cannon on its back, but the company decided it could be harmful to kids, so the one they actually sold did not fire the missile. About 100 of the prototypes with the working rocket were thought to have been produced, and around 70 are known to be in the hands of collectors, and one just sold at auction for a record $525,000.
The trailer for the third film in the Paddington franchise is out. Paddington in Peru will follow the British bear and the Brown family as a mystery plunges them into an unexpected journey through the Amazon rainforest. First two Paddington films brought in more than $500 million at the global box office, and it hits theaters on January 17th.
And this guy took the song "It's My Birthday and I'll Cry If I Want To." I like that song. I think it's Leslie Gore. "It's My Party and I'll Cry If I Want To." That's a good one. And apparently he took it extremely literally. Back in March, 39-year-old Justin Jennings had been doing some heavy drinking at his party and caused such a scene that his family members started to leave. His own family started to leave. Cops say as they were filtering out, Justin grabbed a rifle and unloaded a full magazine inside the house, which, of course, prompted everyone else to leave. One of the family members called the cops and a police helicopter started circling outside. So Justin went upstairs and started popping off shots. He continued firing at the helicopter for at least 20 minutes, but eventually surrendered. No one was hurt. I just now realized, because of the formatting of this document, that was a wacky and weird yes. story. It took me way too long to start reading that. And I'm like, how is this pop culture? But it is related to a song, though. So yeah. I guess it kind of counts.
Yeah.
That's like 2% pop culture.
Well, another pop culture note here that I found about yesterday. We are talking last week, I think, because Evangeline Lilly announced that she was retiring from acting. Netflix says Lost is coming to the streaming service on July 1st. And the reason I bring this up is because, you know, I remember watching the first season in real time.
Uh-huh.
And having to wait a week, and the series just being cliffhanger after cliffhanger after cliffhanger. That's how every episode was in the news. And it was really a kind of a phenomenon, and of course, because everyone's like, oh my gosh, have you seen Lost? What do you think's going on? Who do you think? Whatever. And kids these days, man, with the streaming service, you just don't have to wait a week now. And we saw that. Suits had this huge resurgence and became this iconic show, not so much because of when it was live, but because of Netflix. And I predict a similar thing is going to happen with Lost. You know, people my age and even yours, because, I mean, you've seen it, but you weren't there for it, you know, in real time, right?
Oh, no, I wasn't watching Lost back when it was actually going.
Because it was like mid-2000s, I think, is when it premiered, or like maybe like 2008, 9, something
like
that.
It was like from 04 to 10, somewhere around there.
So people in my age bracket, you know, 30s, grew up watching it, and older people, I think, will go back to it. But I think that there's going to be younger generation like yourself that is going to tune in because they do not have to wait. You can just crank out 8-9 episodes in a single day or whatever, and then do it that way. So again, if you're a huge fan of Lost, I bowed out because it just got too confusing. I'm gonna be interested because, you know, I can tell you right now that my wife probably wouldn't. This would not be the type of show that she would be interested in. But I'm curious to say, hey, honey, look, there's a show. It was super popular when I was growing up. I just want to see how much you can put up with before you're like, okay, I've seen enough. It'll probably be sometime midway through the first episode of season one, but we might get through a few with the cliffhangers and we're just hanging on. But once the others are introduced and you got kind of like the nightmarish things that people can't happen and can't experience because of the show, this she will definitely have bowed out before then. But
yeah, it as you said, it gets very convoluted.
Yeah. All right, we'll take a break there. Some wackier stories that that Austin has not read yet.
Yes.
Some good news as well, including a local story from Tate High School softball. We'll get to that and more coming back on Pensacola right now.
Attention homeowners, are you thinking about selling your house? In this market, you need a professional, someone who understands how to get you the best price. You need a realtor who will help you protect your equity and protect your family's future. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are the agents I trust. I've seen what she can do, and it's very impressive. She does so much more than just put a sign in the ground. She markets your home so that you can get the most money for it. In fact, if she doesn't sell your home in 30 days, she won't charge you a penny. Ask anyone else if they'll make that promise. Christina can make that offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing her listings and generating demand. And if you need to sell right away, Christina's got a list of investors who will buy your house for all cash. You've got nothing to lose. It's absolutely free to find out what Christina can do for you. Give her a call today, 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Hurricane season, and when a storm threatens our region, News Radio Pensacola has complete around-the-clock coverage you can count on. Our award-winning news team will be tracking the storm's every move, providing regular updates on the storm's path, intensity, and potential impacts. You can listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
This hurricane information is brought to you by DeFranco Gas. Get your home or business storm-ready. Install or maintain your generator with DeFranco Gas. DeFranco Gas does all things gas.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me this Friday on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
It's News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, the website, the app, or your smart device. It's news on your terms.
Austin, we were just talking about Netflix.
Yes.
And they have, in the last few months, been getting into more live sports, live stuff.
Yes.
Because they did the Tom Brady roast. They are doing the Tyson-Paul fight. We talked yesterday.
And the Christmas Day NFL games.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yesterday, we, of course, talked about Joey Chestnut. and how he is not going to be participating in the Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest on July 4th. Within the hour, Netflix announced today, a rivalry simmering for 15 years, Monday, September 2nd. That is Labor Day.
Okay.
Chestnut versus Kobayashi. Unfinished beef. It is a live hot dog eating competition.
Okay.
Chestnut versus Kobayashi are arguably the two goats in the male competitive eating spectrum there. So, yeah.
Mark your calendars.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean,
can't see Joey Chestnut on the second. It's on July 4th, rather. No worries. We'll have him on Labor Day against Kobayashi.
And we've heard criticism surrounding Netflix's content, but they're getting pretty hot lately. So good for them.
Yeah.
4:55. One last quick check at the roads and weather for this hour. Not a ton going on the roads here that's standing out to us. We have some congestion on Blue Angel Parkway traveling northbound towards Softly Field Road. Also have some backups if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway passing by Windhaven Beach and approaching Highway 87, and Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River.
Tonight's weather mostly clear with overnight lows mainly in the low 70s. We've got hot weather ahead. Now, as we look at Thursday, we may have a shower or a thunderstorm cool things off. It's a 30% chance for rain. Highs will be running between 90 and 95. And then on Friday and Saturday with sunny dry weather, hot with highs in the mid-90s, Sunday brings a high rain chance. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, very good. Another wackier story that we had. It was kind of fun because, of course, Austin and I never stutter over any words that we read.
Never.
This one was on BBC. A TV anchor, Mariam Mershiri, was doing a story on a type of mouse native to Northern Europe, and she read exactly what was on the teleprompter.
Over the last 20 years, the number of hazel dormice has declined by as much as 70% across the UK. It's hoped a new project which sees them re-released into their natural habit could help to restore the population. Is it habit or habitat? Well, it's habit on the auto cue, so what can I say? Nicola Hassler has more. I'm Ron Burgundy. I, of course, meant to say habitat, but habit was written on the auto cue, which just shows you that I just read whatever is written in front of me, clearly.
That was clever. And that's a reference that, I mean, you've even made.
Oh, yes.
About you read whatever's up there.
That's right.
That's pretty good.
I just don't shout out the city of San Diego.
Well, anyway.
I make sure to refrain from that.
Yes, that's smart. Doesn't seem very, doesn't show a lot of journalistic integrity with something like that without a basis. Some good news here. Joe, you mentioned this just a few minutes ago. This week, Tate High School softball program presented a $25,000 check to Making Strides Against Breast Cancer.
I believe next year will be number 15. And we have raised, I believe, over $200,000. So, you know, it's something for these kids to look back on 10 years from now.
That's head coach Melinda Wyatt after their 14th annual strikeout cancer game. So very wholesome news from Tate
Absolutely,
High School there.
Yeah. Grandmother in Utah named Catherine Cole just graduated high school at the age of 97.
Wow.
She was supposed to graduate in the 40s, but her grandfather died, and the funeral was at the same day as her final exam. So she ended up staying home to help her family, never got her diploma, something she says that she regretted her entire life, but she's been volunteering at her local school for years and helping kids learn to read. So they decided all that work satisfied the one English credit that she needed to graduate.
I'm not in charge of stuff like that, but I would have to agree as well. If you're good enough to teach, you're good enough to get that English credit, especially when it comes to helping people read. Three guys were out fishing on a lake in Mississippi and ended up catching something else instead. A dog, but not just any dog, 38 dogs. They spotted them all swimming in a group a mile from shore and scooped them up one by one. It turned out they were fox hunting dogs that followed a deer into the water and just kept swimming. What the heck happened to the deer?
That's a good question. maybe the deer was able to return to shore on their own volition, but the dogs, they were just like, man, it's really hot outside and we've been hunting deer with no success and we're just going to cool off a bit.
School of dogs.
38 dogs, cool. Man. That's crazy.
Yeah, I don't. And the thing is, they weren't even doing their job right. They're fox hunters and they hunted a deer.
Well, listen. Bless them. I mean, I'm not going to be overly critical of the the dogs here.
Yeah, they're wholesome animals.
It's a good story. Don't ruin it. All right, that'll do it for us in hour number one. Channel 3 News at 5 coming up now. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola.